This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Without trying to be alarmist at all, there is a small but not insignificant chance the euro may be facing some trouble. It's not the Greeks or the Spaniards posing a threat this time. Germany's newest political party, Alternative for Deutschland, it's called, wants to pull out of the single currency, and that party is getting some traction. From the European Desk Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
It's a party that some say could reignite the European debt crisis, and yet the AfD insists it's staunchly pro-European.
Brüssel, wir kommen!
At an election rally at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin this summer, a band played the European anthem, and the new party declared its resolve to break into the European Parliament in Brussels. It has, and it's won seats in three regional assemblies in Germany as well.
So I think we are becoming a real force in German politics.
Party worker Friedrich Hilser says the AfD can now start to tackle the EU's biggest problem, the euro, in a spirit of European unity.
We have created the euro together in Europe, and so I think we should dismantle it together. That can be done in an orderly and in a planned way.
That will provoke a hollow laugh among financial traders. The mere suggestion that the world's second biggest currency could unravel would roil markets everywhere. But how much of a threat to the euro does the AfD really pose? Pavel Swiedlicki is with the Open Europe think tank.
The rise of the AfD is unusual because it seems to break the German consensus.
A consensus that held sway across all political parties.
That European integration is the best way forward.
That Germany must tie itself ever closer to its European neighbours and share a currency with them. The protest fueling support for the AfD doesn't mean Germany is about to ditch the euro, but it could trigger another wave of market unrest. The German government may now be less willing to bail out weaker member states like Greece or Italy. Moritz Kramer of the Standard & Poor's credit rating agency in Frankfurt.
So it could dig in its heels much more to try to appeal to those voters it had lost to this new party AfD on the right. And that, of course, would make the coordination of Eurozone-wide policies even harder than it is anyway.
And it could undermine the European Central Bank, making it less likely the bank will be able to stave off deflation in the Eurozone and raise investor confidence with full-blown measures like money printing.
It could indeed weaken the positive impact that is intended on the sentiment of financial investors.
Could this reignite the Eurozone debt crisis?
Well, the crisis was never fully resolved and is still festering under the surface.
Berliners have just celebrated German Unity Day with a small carnival in front of the Brandenburg Gate. In the bright sunshine, it was the last chance to soak up the late summer warmth. But winter's coming, and the storm clouds could soon be gathering over the euro too. At the European Desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.